Shalom from Israel, and welcome to the Tree of Life Israel podcast. I'm Ariel Hyde.
And I'm Eliel Foss.
And today we're going to be talking about true peace in Jerusalem.
Yeah, so we want to start with some verses, and then we're going to explain a little bit from Psalm 122, verse 6 to 8. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who loves you. Peace be within your walls, prosperity within your palaces. For the sake of my brethren and my companions, I will now say, peace be within you. In that day, there will be a highway from Egypt to Assyria. This is from Isaiah 19. And the Egyptians will serve with the Assyrians. In that day, Israel will be one of the three, with Egypt and Assyria, a blessing in the midst of the land, whom the Lord of hosts shall bless, saying, blessed is Egypt, my people, and Assyria, the work of my hands, and Israel, my inheritance. Mm. So, you know, these two verses, you know, God is commanding us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, to seek her prosperity, and also just seeing God's plan for the Middle East that is being fulfilled. So there is so many things that are happening in our region, in Israel, in Jerusalem. You know, you hear all the time Jerusalem on the news. It seems like Jerusalem is like a center of all these conflicts and tensions and all these three religions fighting for this place. And everybody wants peace of Jerusalem, everybody trying to divide Jerusalem, anyway, very complicated situation. And God is calling us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And how can we pray for the peace of Jerusalem? You know, what's the strategy? What's God's heart? Yeah. He is the Prince of Peace. Mm-hmm. So when we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, we are saying, Yeshua, you are the Prince of Peace. Come and establish your kingdom. Come and rule in Jerusalem. Yeah. Come and rule in the Middle East. You know, when this prophecy in Isaiah 19. I mean, this is God is bringing salvation to the Middle East, you know, and because the reality is there is absolutely no political solution whatsoever. There is no human solution for the Middle East.
Yeah.
Everybody that tried in the past to bring some solution, some peace agreement, whatever. We have peace agreement with Egypt. We have peace agreement with Jordan. It's a fake peace agreement. They hate us on that side. You know, I cannot go there freely. You know, I can fly there. Yeah, the borders are open, but I need to be very careful there. So when we talk about peace, you know, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We talk for real peace.
Yeah,
and Israelis are searching. And everyone are looking for peace, inner peace, you know, that only God can bring this peace into you when King Yeshua coming to your heart and bringing peace. But also for the land, for the region, Yeshua is the only solution for the Middle East, mm-hmm. for Israel, for Jerusalem. There is just absolutely no other solution. And our government knows that. And people in Israel already don't know what to do. It's just there is no solution.
Or they at least know that their solutions aren't working. They might not know that Yeshua is the answer yet, but they see that it's not working. Yeah. Right, yeah, yeah. So. Yeah, and you know, another thing is in Hebrew, the word shalom, which it says there, you know, in the text, shalu shalom Yerushalayim, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, it means something much broader than just peace, like the absence of war.
It's from
the same, you know, in Hebrew you have roots and then you have different words that come from the same root and they're all kind of one family, and it shows you kind of a deeper what the meaning of each word is because they're from connected to the same root. So in Hebrew, shalem or is the root behind it, and it also means whole or complete. Mm-hmm. and then it also means peace and
a perfect mushlam.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect. Yeah, so that's what, when God is saying pray for the peace of Jerusalem, he's saying pray for Jerusalem and Israel to come into their perfection, their completion, their wholeness, you know, fullness. And that's of course, we know that's even more clear that's not just talking about something political, but it's talking about real change of hearts. So that's what we want to be praying for. Yeah. And just, I think one amazing example of how God is turning people's hearts in this Isaiah 19 highway. And just one other thing about that highway is that, you know, a lot of times when we see the word Assyria in English, it sounds like Syria, but it's actually much bigger than just the modern day Syria. You know, it includes Lebanon, parts of Iraq, just a whole chunk of the Middle East here is included in that prophecy from God that whole area will be following God. So some of you might have heard about Taz Saada. He was he was born in Gaza, and actually when he was 17 years old, he saw Arafat and just became mesmerized by him, and he became his hero, and he wanted to go and work for him and fight against the quote unquote evil Jewish people or evil Israelis, and so he actually ended up becoming a sniper and Arafat's personal driver. So he knew him very well, was constantly with him. Of course, Arafat was the leader of the Palestine Liberation Organization, was behind tons of terrorist attacks, the leader of Fatah. And so Taz actually, he earned the nickname the Butcher because of his exploits shooting against Israeli soldiers. So one of the things that he says, and I actually got to hear him and meet him personally, and he shared his testimony, and one of the things he said was that he had always wondered why, you know, growing up as a Muslim and wanting for, you know, the people of Israel to be wiped out and for them to have this whole land and everything, he'd always wondered, how did Israel survive all this time? You know, we talked about that some last episode, the miracles that God did here and how that can even affect people from other nations. And that's really what happened in his life, that he was wondering, why is this happening? There must be some mystery behind this, but he couldn't figure out what it was. But later on, he ended up moving away to the U.S. and he met believers there who started to share the gospel with him. And he just really didn't want to hear it at first. But then they said, here, listen, read this Bible. They gave him a Bible and they said, you'll find the answers here. You'll find the truth here. And so they said, actually just start in the New Testament, you know, cause then you can see who Jesus is, who Yeshua is and the way to be saved. And then he said, but you know, I didn't want anybody to, you know, pull a fast one on me. I wanted to see the whole picture. So he said, I started reading from the very beginning. He started reading through Genesis and saw God choosing Abraham and then Isaac and Jacob and his covenants and his promises and all these things. And he said, but, you know, in the Quran, it says that God went from Abraham to Ishmael, and Ishmael was the one he brought up and almost sacrificed. And all you know, it changes all these things. But he realized that actually, of course, the Bible and the Old Testament was written way, way before the Quran. It's the original story, the real story. And so he started to realize, wow, I've misunderstood this whole thing. I've misunderstood what is Israel and who is the real God. And so he kept reading. He kept reading. Read through the whole Bible. He ended up giving his life to Yeshua, to Jesus, and had such a transformation of heart that instead of desiring the harm of Jewish people and Israel, he has just such a deep love for Jewish people today. And he formed an organization to promote reconciliation between Jews and Arabs. And he goes and speaks in places around the world and really has stirred up so much people to be praying for true peace in Jerusalem. And he's a living testimony, example of how Yeshua is one who can change hearts and can change. I mean, if he can change even a sniper for Arafat, the person who was called the Butcher, and make him one full of love for the Jewish people and supporting their cause, you know, what is best for them, then he can change anyone's heart. And that's really what we want to pray for.
Yeah, and also just to say, there is so many initiatives in Israel that are, you know, to bring together Jews and Arabs. And, you know, once a year we come together in a prayer house in Jerusalem and we just come together for half a day just to hear testimonies from people, from Arab pastors that in a West Bank, to hear from Jewish pastor, from ministries all over Israel, just come together, share testimony, pray for one another, just to worship together our King, you know, from Jerusalem, from Mount Olive, where Yeshua is coming back. Yeah. And just, it's such a beautiful picture and representation of God's heart, is that He wants His children come together in love and just worship Him purely, and be a temple of worship to the Lord together as brothers and sisters. It's just amazing. We have breakfasts once every couple months, Jews and Arabs coming together, and we just eat together, we share together, we organize events, when, you know, outreach events together with Arabic congregations. You know, when we do that, there is just special anointing. Yeah. You know, Yeshua saying, okay, I see the unity, I want to bless it. And we just see it, how beautiful our Prince of Peace is doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, there was one time, and as we were going out, Jews and Arabs sharing the gospel together, there was an Arab man that came up to us. He actually came up to some of the Arab brothers in the faith and started talking with them. And they said, yeah, we're here as Arabs and Jews, showing God's love freely to everyone. And so he said, what? Show me what? Who are the Jewish people who are doing this? So they brought him over to me. And this it was a big, you know, strong Arab guy and stuff. And we just started talking about, you know, that God loves. And we started sharing the gospel about Yeshua and how He laid down His life for us and all these things. And he just started, actually tears started forming in his eyes, and he started saying, I've never met a Jewish person who really loved me, you know. Wow. and so it's amazing what God is doing through the Jews and Arabs here.
Actually, also on one of those outreaches that we did, I remember this Israeli, I don't remember if it was man or a couple or I don't remember, but they came to us and said, we love to see what you do here, that Jews and Arabs, we are together like brothers, like a family. For them, it was just like, that's why they came to Haifa. That's what they came to see, actually. And they found us, and we could share why we are brothers and sisters now, because of Yeshua made, you know, took away the hate from us, and now He replaced it with love.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
This is just amazing.
You know, one last brief story I'm just reminded of is I heard from a believer that he, when he was young, he brought back his report card. You know, he was a kid, and he brought from school, and he showed it to his dad, and he was really excited because he had gotten the highest grade. And so he was just like, look, Dad, I look at what I achieved. And his dad was kind of subdued, you know, not just so excited about, just like, okay, yeah, that's good, you know. And so he was trying to figure out, why isn't my dad excited about this, you know? And then he discovered that there was a fight between two of his brothers. And so that was so heavy on his dad's heart. And then so he this believer then has taken that story with him for his whole life, that you know, these are the sons of Abraham, and also the ones that God created and that He desires, and He's given these prophecies about in Isaiah 19 and other places about this beautiful unity between the Jews and Arabs. But so, you know, we can have a lot of accomplishments and a lot of things, but there's still some, you know, God honors those things. He loves to see what we're doing, of course. He's a good father. But there's also still there's not the fullness of joy that He could have in His heart. Until there will be full reconciliation. So that's something that we should all carry in our hearts as well, to crying out until God brings that full peace.
You know,
peace.
It's actually just also amazing to see one of our team members, Roger. He's an Arab Christian believer, and it's just opening doors when an Arab saying to Israeli Jew, "I love you." Mm. I love you because I believed in your Messiah. I believe in your God, and I love you. And for a Jewish person to hear Arabs saying something like that, that's like, you know, it shocks them. Like, wait, what's going on? And it opens the door for gospel. I mean, this is that's amazing actually to see. So we want to pray. And we need to pray for Israelis that they will realize that basically political or some social solutions, you know, these human ideas, they're just not working. And the only true Prince of Peace, the only one that can really bring peace, it's only Yeshua.
Yeah. We also want to pray for the Jewish and Arab believers that God would even increase the unity and also the opportunity to be an example of true unity that is possible only in Messiah, and that will open up doors to really share the gospel with people.
Yeah, and also just really to pray for this peace, that it will not be just like, you know, the peace treaty we have with Egypt or with Jordan, you know, that is like, okay, we're not going to make wars, but, you know, but it will be a real peace, a genuine peace, that we will be like what God called us to be, those that pursue peace, peacemakers, yeah? Yeah, and that Israelis will become a peacemakers in Yeshua.
Yeah, yeah. And also, we want to pray that the Jewish people in Jerusalem and in Israel will make peace with Yeshua and welcome him as their Messiah. As he said in Matthew 23, he said, "You won't see me again until you say, Baruch haba b'shem Adonai, welcome in the name of the Lord." So until Israel makes peace with Yeshua, he won't be coming back. And we want to pray that that will happen, and he will establish his throne, his kingdom, his peace from Jerusalem over all of the earth.
Yeah. Actually, it's just amazing to see when we have our worship team on Shabbat, when in our congregation we have a worship team, half of them are Arabs.
Yeah.
And it's just beautiful to see, you know, Jews and Arabs are worshiping together in unity. This is, I believe it makes God very happy. Yeah. Our father, you know, me as a father, I'm so happy when my kids getting along.
Yeah.
You know, for me, it just brings joy. You know, I'm so tired of hearing complaints and they just arguing. And you know, it brings me such a peace and joy to see my kids love each other and respect each other and serve each other. I mean, and that's what God wants for a region, for Israel, Jews and Arabs.
Yeah. So let's pray together.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Abba, we thank you that even though what many people may hear on the news is just about the conflicts and just about the tension and the hatred and the violence and those things are real, but we thank you that you are at work in the midst of Israel, Jerusalem, and the surrounding areas, Lord. And Lord, we thank you for the work that you have done in transforming lives of Jews and Arabs and changing hearts and bringing peace and understanding. And Lord, we cry out to you, Lord, for more of your Spirit to be poured out, more revelation to be poured out, Lord, on Jews and Arabs and every part of Israeli society, even all of the different conflicts and just things where people are tearing away at one another. Lord, I pray that all of your people would see that only you, Yeshua, are the Prince of Peace. Only you can really bring a change that lasts and makes a real difference. And we ask that people would get tired of trying on their own, or get tired of just trusting in government or social leaders or whatever else to make the things happen, and that they would look beyond those things and that they would find you and turn to you with all their heart. Hallelujah.
Oh Lord, I pray that as people losing hope for peace in Israel, oh God, peace in Jerusalem, Lord, there is just, even government just don't know what to do, Lord God. They have no solution, Lord God. They just don't see even a partner there for negotiations and peace agreement, Lord. Lord, you are the only solution, Yeshua. There is absolutely no other solution, Lord God. We know it, Lord God. Lord, this is a battle, Lord God, is greater than any person's ideas, Lord God. And Lord, we just pray, bring peace to Jerusalem, bring peace to the Middle East, Lord God. Lord, I pray that people will find you, the Prince of Peace, Lord God, yes, God, that they will find this wholeness, that they will come to a place where they can say, I am in my promised land, Yeshua. You are the promised land, Yeshua. Mm-hmm. You are the inheritance, Lord God. You are the perfect peace, oh God. Only in you we can find everything we need. You are the only rock that mm-hmm. will stand, Lord God. And Lord, we just want to declare it over Israel. You are the rock of Israel, oh God, yes, the God. Ancient rock of Israel, oh God. Lord, we just pray, Lord God, for supernatural, oh God, revelation in Israel that you are Yeshua the Messiah. You are the one that came to bring peace, Lord mm-hmm. God, between people and God, Lord God. And I just want to thank you, Yeshua, that you are the access to this peace mm-hmm. and joy, Lord God, and all the goodness of God, Lord God. Yeshua, mm-hmm. we just thank you for dying for us. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord, for paying the price for us. Thank you for taking it all on the cross, Lord God. Thank you for dying and on the third day you rose again, Lord God. Thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit to change lives, to change mm-hmm. Arabs, Lord God, to change Jews, Lord God, mm-hmm. Lord God, to change the Middle East, Yeshua. You are the King of Kings, Lord God, and the Lord of Lords, Lord God. You are the Prince of Peace. Mm-hmm. And we declare that Middle East belong to you. Jerusalem yes, belong God. To you, Lord God. Mm-hmm. Israel belongs to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God, we thank you that your word says in Ephesians 2, for he himself is our peace,
Amen.
Who has made us both one and broken down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility. We thank you that it says that you create in yourself one new man in place of the two, so making peace, and that you reconcile us both to God in one body through the cross. Lord, we thank you. And it says you came and preached peace to us, to those who were far off, and peace to those who were near, Lord. And we just ask that revelation of what you did at the cross, breaking down every barrier, breaking down all hostility, that would be made known, Lord, all across Israel, Lord, and yes, Lord. And all the Middle East, Lord. And we ask that you would make that even more clear, the real revelation of one new man, that it would be a greater and greater reality and greater testimony of your power to change lives. May you be lifted up in this whole region. Yes,
Lord. And Lord, I also want to pray for salvation for all this terrorist group, Lord God. Mm-hmm. Lord God, all these people that are in bondage of hate. And Lord, I pray that you will make them free, Lord God. Reveal yourself like you did with us, Lord God. Mm-hmm. You can do it, and you are doing it to others, Lord God. We know it, Lord God. We just mm-hmm. pray for more seeds, Lord God. Lord, for more of people that will share the gospel, Lord God, people that will bring your truth and light to those people in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Amen. 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 Thank you for joining us. And you're welcome to get our prayer guide with key points for prayer and scriptures on our website, treeoflifeisrael.org. And also, if you want to continue following along with us, you can subscribe to our social media and podcast platforms, and also you can get our newsletter. You can sign up for it on the website. Also, something we didn't mention, some of the things that we've been mentioning, especially last episode and also some of the things this episode about the wars and about the miracles of Israel, we also have another booklet that is about, it's called Supernatural or Just Remarkable. And you can also get that for free on the website, seeing some of the miracles that God has done in the modern state of Israel. So we're so grateful for you guys. We appreciate you, and we will see you next time.